with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring
welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is just filling my glass. So that's how a buddy does this. He doesn't even ask. He just puts it right in your glass.
We're practically married.
I know. I know he'll drink it. We are off the air. He's like, well, I don't know. I don't really want a lot of this. It's early in the morning. And here we are. We got a pint between us, and life's going to be good. But Bob, who we got on the grilling line?
We have a kind gentleman by the name of Jeff Knobloch. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys this morning?
I was singing your praises in the first segment about your establishment, and Jop made a point. I've got two brewers on here, and I went to Ferris and Grand Valley, and the two brewers I have are from Big Rapids and Allendale. It's weird. I don't know how that worked out.
It's fate, I guess.
And I always say Jop's the one who never left college.
It's not fate. It's not fate. It's habit.
Anyway, Jeff Knobloch, Trail Point Brewery, thanks for joining us. We're having one of your wonderful mob fathers. And I guess being fall, I think this is like a great, if you're into bow hunting or anything, a great beer to bring up to bow camp because, gosh, who wouldn't like it?
Well, we appreciate that. No, it's one of our favorites. So that beer was got a little bit of history to it. It's a great beer. It's, 8.3%, but very sessionable, I think. If I can describe it, you can drink a few of them, but after a couple of them, I wouldn't get in the tree stand, per se.
Yeah, or maybe behind the wheel.
No, the session you're going to have is in your chair.
Right, yeah. A nap session.
Yes, that's right.
That's what you'll
so
have.
So it is a session beer.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So, explain this history, because this ties to our show a couple ways with you. Go ahead.
That beer, that's a dedication to our homebrewing roots. Myself and my partner Gary, and met through homebrewing, and we were a part of a homebrewing club out of Muskegon and Ottawa County called the Mob, or the Muskegon Ottawa Brewers. And, being in that club and being inspired with other brewers around us, and as well as Siciliano's and Barb and Steve, I'm sure you guys heard of them before.
Yeah, they might have been a sponsor of our show for several years.
We might have been to that deer camp, too.
Right, yeah.
I don't remember it.
I got tipped over there, literally.
Barb and Steve have been amazing, and as well as their staff in promoting homebrewing and keeping, in, I think, West Michigan beer in general, and we really wanted to dedicate a beer to them. So
that's cool.
The beer that we came up with.
And that's so cool.
It's got some really nice notes of citrus and grapefruit and orange and tropical flavors, and I think it covers all the bases if you're looking for a nice double IPA.
Yeah, it's juicy, right? I mean, that's how I describe it, and it's got a nice golden brown color, and it's just it's smooth drinking.
Well, this is proof. See, before you came on, Jeff, and I'm going to have to kiss up to you a little bit right now, but this is proof of what I was saying in the first segment when I was talking about this brewery, and I stumbled on the place because some friends live behind there in a condo, and ended up kind of forcing my way into meeting him. And I just wanted
to know, that with a lot of people.
Wanted to know who this was, and then upon meeting him, it's like, this is just a really nice guy. We got to have him on the show.
Yep.
And here's the proof. He's got a tribute to the people that influenced his brew.
Yeah.
Right on the can. To mention the Sicilianos, I mean, that's heartwarming. That's
and
really
Steve
cool.
is somewhat of a godfather, so it all ties in.
Yeah,
man.
Easy. It all kind of together nicely.
He'd appreciate that if he was listening, but he never does.
Yeah.
and that goes the same with a lot of our beers, and I think, it's kind of like a reference to Tom Petty, if you will. He was an awesome artist, and, he always made references of a song should tell a story. And that kind of goes the same with our beers. We try to, when we come up with a beer or try to formulate a recipe, we really want it to have some meaning, and we put a name behind it. And it's not always the case, but that's a lot of our inspiration to make one of these beers. And and look back at everybody that helped us get where we are. We're at.
Well, that makes you even more credible when you invoke Tom Petty, because he is the godfather of current rock and roll. I mean, every musician in the world. There's very few guys like, you know, I think about your favorite musician. You name who it is. Petty played with him. You know, Petty played with him. And so for the Brewers, I get that. That's really cool. What other beers do you have?
The other beer that that we kind of wanted to focus on today was our Henry Lee, our strong ale. That style kind of correlates with three different kind of styles, if you will. And it's a British strong ale, or it can be closely referenced to an old ale, or an English barley wine. Some of the English barley wine and the old ales can be a little bit more alcohol forward and a little hotter, if you will. But I mean, this beer is just a wonderful beer for the fall, going into sitting around a campfire. It's got a lot of fruity esters and notes of dried fruit and toffee and a little bit of a nuttiness. Just a fun beer, and it's a beer that we actually will turn Henry Lee into a drunken Hank and put him in a bourbon barrel for a while. And,
So is Henry Lee a friend, or is it just a made up character? What's up with Henry?
Henry Lee is actually Gary's my partner Gary's grandfather.
He
was a World War I veteran and kind of a surly guy and liked his beer, and that's another reference to one of the stories of one of our beers.
So is 8.3 one of your favorite numbers?
You know, it's just a
math made easy. Yeah. He got the book.
Right.
We want you to have two, you know.
We're not good with math.
Right. Right. That's 16 and something. Two 8.3s. Yeah. Oh my goodness. No, that's good stuff. So where can people find you, Jeff?
Well, obviously we have a brewery in Allendale, and we have anything that we have 24 taps there in Allendale, and we have a lot of rotating taps with a lot of flagships. We sell our products in cans. We'll package about 7 or 8 beers that we have right now available. You know, there's some seasonality to that, and you can get anything to go from our tap room, or we are an independent brewery. We do self distribute. We're in about off and on 100 locations in West Michigan.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know, it's a lot of work. It's fun. It's about building relationships and, you know, getting our product in front of people, and hopefully our product, you know, once it hits people's taste and they like it. And I think it's been a good run. We've just kind of been growing organically, and, you know, there's a lot of beer out there and a lot of great beer and a lot of awesome breweries in West Michigan. And,
yes.
You know,
yes.
We want to be able to stand tall with the rest of them out there.
Well, you've got an awesome taproom manager, Matt. He's just a sharp individual. Do you have any food yet?
We do not. No, we kind of created our own little culture. We are food friendly, so anybody can bring food to the brewery anytime they want. We have multiple food trucks out there, so that's kind of our culture that we created.
Cool. Well, we're out of time, buddy. I'm getting the hook from Conrad. So listen, Jeff Knobloch from Trail Point Brewery, Allendale, Michigan. You are a good man, and we sure appreciate having people like you in the business.
Thanks, Bob and Jeff. I appreciate you guys.
All right. We appreciate you too. And the number 8.3. Won't forget it today.
Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next, Bob's second college brewery. It's Jim Crank from Crankers. Stick with us. We'll be back.